excuse me for another day, another week. We thank God for being among the living today, able to proclaim his word, able to live according to his word, able to do his will and his purpose in our lives so that we may meet those who are not here. We thank God today for the excitement in our lives, for the things that are going on, and the renewing of our strength. Today we want to just get into a matter of fear, because there are a lot of things going on in the world right now, a lot of things going on in our lives, a lot of things have changed and are going to be changing. We have to find ways to reinvent ourselves. We have to find ways to make life work for us. So we may find ourselves in a little bit of fear, a little bit of hesitation, a little bit of apprehension, intimidated about where we're going, dreading it, alarming it, not knowing, not understanding. But God wants us to know that even with the changes that are going on around us, even with things shifting, he wants us to know that he's still there for us and that there is a plan that is in place for everything that's going on, for everything that we're going through. Whether we prepared when we were in the plenty for the famine or whether we did not, but that's between us to talk to God and acknowledge what we've done and what we have not done so that we can move forward out of fear. Fear comes in, and it's an emotion that we have of things that are coming that are unknown to us. And we release it through anger. We release it through tears. We release it through isolating ourselves, through depression, through a lot of things. But the Bible lets us know that he did not give us a spirit of fear. He didn't give that to us. So he wants us to walk in accordance to what he has given us. And the only way we'll know what he's given us is through his word, through spending time with him, through communicating with him, through allowing his Holy Spirit to come in during our worship time. He wants us to know that it's an emotional spirit that comes in. And if you can kind of picture it, it'll come in and try to engulf the whole situation, your thinking, your emotions, your reactions, and it wants to take over and put you on a path that's not of God. But God is saying to us today, grab hold of your emotions through his word, through worship, through who he is, and it will cast out that fear. So when you go before the throne of God, you can stand with the boldness of Jesus Christ and know that there is a plan, that he hasn't forgotten you. Because right now we're feeling like if we just lay on the altar, would we really come up with an answer? If we pray all night, would we really hear from God? Because we need an answer right now. But he's letting us know that when you go down in fear, you come up with the same fears you went in prayer with. Why? Because you have not dealt with the spirit of fear before you approach the throne of God. You have not cast out the devil in the spirit of fear. Resist the devil and he will flee, which is a spirit of fear. So when we go down in prayer, we are to go down knowing that I'm coming up with the word of God. I'm going down with the word of God, and I'm coming back up with the word of God. Fear, you have no place here. Fear, I know God has a plan for me. So right now, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I will not allow you to cling to me. So before we get into the word of God and hear what God is saying concerning fear not for tomorrow. Father, we thank you right now. We give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor, oh God. For today, God, we stand on your word. Today, God, we will deal with that spirit of fear that is in us, that's telling us you have left us, that is telling us that there's no way out, that's telling us that death is at our door, poverty is at our door, lack is at our door. Father, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood right now and we cast it out. We will not receive the spirit of fear any longer, God. We know that things are coming. We know that things have come, and we know that we are dealing with things, God. But when we cast our cares upon you, O Lord, when we cry out to you, God, you will come and answer us. You send us your comforter, Lord God, and he comes in and he comforts us, and that fear is gone because we know who our Redeemer is, and we know that you redeemed us from the hand of the enemy. God, we thank you right now, O God. And for those of us, oh God, who's believing, God, or may have been informed through the Holy Spirit that there may be things going on around us in our environment, God, we want to just pray and break the spells of anything, God, that's going on that's not of you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bind and I break the spirit right now, oh God, the power and the curses, the hexes, vexes, spells, psychic prayer, psychic thoughts, or witchcraft, sorcery, magic, voodoo, mind control, potions, bewitchments, chanting, incantations, divinations. We bind and we break those things right now in the name of Jesus because we know that they cause fear in our lives, Lord God. We know, God, that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So we bind those things right now in the name of Jesus. We will not fear those things any longer, God, but we will stand on your word. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bind and break all principalities, powers of the air, wickedness in high places, thrones, dominions, world rulers, and strong men exerting influence over our jobs, our finances, our lives, our children. God, we bind and break it now. In Jesus' name, we stand on the word of God. We will not be defeated. We take control right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we give your name glory. We give your name praise, Lord God. We worship you today, Lord God. For the Bible lets us know in Psalms 34, I sought the Lord and he answered me, and he delivered me from all my fears. So what is it that we are fearing today that's going on in our lives that we partially believe that God is able, that we partially believe that he's going to bring us out? Fear will have us to understand and believe that God is not able. He doesn't understand what you're going through. He's far away from you. You have to handle this yourself. But the word of God lets us know he answered me and he delivered me from all my fears. A spirit of fear. It comes in like this dark cloud and it begins to come and cling a hold of you. But through the authority of Jesus Christ, you can take that away because God said, I've not given you that spirit. But I've given you of a sound mind. How do you receive a sound mind? That's through the word of God. Because when you know your Lord and Savior, then spirit of fear has no way to get in. Because as soon as he presents itself, you can stand on the word of God and rebuke it. And then it makes it easier for the word of God to come and bring an answer. Because you're not entertaining that spirit of fear, but you're meditating on the word of God. The fear of tomorrow is not what God wants us to worry about, the fear of anything. The Bible lets us know in Matthew 7, do not fear, do not worry. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you should eat, drink, or about your body. What you will wear, it is life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes. Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap in the store away in the barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to your life? When we allow fear to come in, we're actually taking away from our life. And by worrying, the Bible says, who can add anything or take away from it? Can you come up with the solution with fear and worry? Will that make it go faster for you, the answer that you need? Sometimes we need an answer right now. We need the money right now. We need a job right now. Everything is right now. And the Lord is letting us know. No, you don't. I know when you need it because he knew it was coming before you did. He knew the answer before you knew it because he's the one giving it to you. You're the one praying for the answer. He already has the answer. But when fear engulfs us, it hinders the answer. So then we say, I haven't heard from God, and I'm praying for him, praying to him, because he know I need this right now, right now, right now. I need it now. But God knew before it even presented itself and manifested itself in front of you to where you can visually see it and experience it, that you were going to need it tomorrow, the next day, or right now. We don't give God the credit he deserves to know that he is our creator. He doesn't create situations hour by hour, by day, but he already knows in advance what we're going to need, and we need to have that sound mind that he already knew cancer was coming, diabetes was coming, finances, poverty, lack, he knew it was coming. So what we have to do is go to the Lord and say, okay, you knew this was coming. Now what's the answer? You knew this was coming. Reveal and manifest the way that I need to go. That's a sound mind before the Lord. Because you're presenting yourself knowing, I know my God and my Savior. But when we present ourselves to him in tears and in worry and in crying, he says, does it even add to your life to come and present yourself to me like that? Does it add anything? But the word of God lets us know that we should not worry or fear about the things that are to come or that we know we need. He's the supplier of everything we need. What is it that you're worrying about today? That you're saying God is not listening, God doesn't hear me. Before we even go to the throne of God, can we please get rid of that spirit of fear? And can we grab the word of God and read it and be assured before we even go down in prayer that a way has already been made? That a way is already ready for us when we go in prayer and we believe without doubting that that thing which is not will be. We have the authority through Jesus Christ. Isaiah lets us know in 26, he will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is steadfast, because he trusts in you. Do you trust God today for your life? Do you trust God in your situation? Do you trust God to know that you need it right now? Or has fear come upon you to where you feel like you've got to figure this thing out for yourself? And then when you figure it out, you ask God to bless it. You ask God to put his hands on it, his anointing on it, his angels on the move for you. How are we approaching the throne of God in fear? He already knows the world and the turmoil and the things that are happening in the world. He already knows about the joblessness. He already knew that there was going to be layoffs and there was going to be a famine. He already knew because when we read his word, he told us ahead of time that these things would be. But he said, do not fear these things when you see them. He said, I will show you signs and wonders in heaven that will let you know as my child that these things are to come. But do not worry about those things. You stay focused on me, and I will guide you through this. And that's why when you hear people say, I'm not of the world system, I'm of God's system, I'm not of the world's finances, I'm of God's finances. Well, you got to be connected in order to get that. That's not something you just say, but you have to actually live it. There has to be a connection to the vine. You have to be connected to Christ in order for the fear to go away. Because it's through the authority and the blood of Jesus that cast out that fear. So we have to know that we're connected with a sound mind to the Word of God. And that the Holy Spirit is going to come and comfort us in our time of need. So though you may say, I'm not a part of the world system, but have you read God's system? Have you read the blessings of God and the covenants of God? Do you know the promises of the kingdom? Because if you're going to say, I'm not of the world system and God is going to bless me and God is going to do that, you need to understand the covenant that God has with you. Because fear will come in tomorrow after you finish speaking those words. Why? Because you don't have a solid foundation and understanding and a solid mind of what you're saying. In anything that you say, there has to be the blood of Jesus to back it up. Because that's where the sustainability come in your life. That's where the consistency come in your life. You connect those words to the Word of God, the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, the blood covers you, and you're walking in the authority of Christ. You cannot do this without Christ. You cannot. So the Word lets us know that He has not given us a spirit of fear. He has not given us a spirit of fear. In Job, when Job was going through and he kept hearing the dreadful news of what was going on over with his children, Job said, the very thing that I dread has come upon me. When you're thinking of things to come upon you, and then they come, and then you say, I knew it. I knew that was going to happen. Well, yeah, life and death lies in the power of the tongue. As things come upon you that are not good, stop it with the Word of God. Let the devil know this is it. No, I'm not doing this no more. Cancer, you got to go because I'm healed by the blood. Whether it be instant healing or progressive healing, but you got to get up out of here. Because I shall live and not die, and I will proclaim the Word of God, and I will give my testimony of my healing. These are the sound-minded people that God need right now. Fear cannot stand in the presence of God because it will overwhelm us in our minds, and we're thinking more of the fear than we're thinking about what God wants to accomplish in our lives. So the very thing that you dread has happened. I knew I was going to lose my job. I knew I wasn't going to have gas money. I knew this boy was going to go and mess up his life. All those things you are speaking life into yourself, which causes the fear to grow even more. The very thing that I dread has happened, which means there was a thought somewhere that it was going to happen before it happened. But if we take that same thought pattern and we reverse it, think of the things that God could do with our thoughts. When we allow fear to go and we allow the sound mind of Jesus Christ to come in the Word of God, think of the things that God could do through us. Instead of agreeing with misery, instead of agreeing with lack and with poverty, and actually thinking it's a way of life, God is saying, no, it's not. When you connect yourself to the vine, but you have to be connected to the vine. You have to be connected. Persecution will come. Things on this earth will affect us because we're here. But the Word of God lets us know I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and he delivered me from all my fears. He first got to deal with your fears before he can even manifest the blessing, because your fears is what's hindering the blessing. So he has to deal with the fear. But when we have a sound mind towards the Lord and the promises and his covenant, and we are constantly saying that we are not going to allow this to be a part of our life through the blood of Jesus, the word of God can begin to miraculously move in our lives, and we'll see more signs and wonders and miracles because we're holding on with a sound mind. And we've cast out fear because we love the Lord so much and we trust him so much that we know this situation we're in is not going to last. We know the situation that surrounds us, that we will cry only for the night. But joy, hallelujah, has got to come in the morning. Fear has got to go. Misery thinking, depression, it has got to go. God said we have to cast our cares upon him. He already knows what tomorrow is going to bring. He already knows what tomorrow looked like. Our mind cannot comprehend tomorrow. But through the Holy Spirit, we can comprehend. Through the Word of God, we can have a sound mind before the Lord. Through the Word of God. In Genesis 22, the Lord lets us know, on the third day, Abraham looked and saw the place in the distance, and he said to his servant, stay here with the donkey while I go and the boy go over there. We will worship, and then we will come back down. When we're faced with something in our lives that is very serious, when God told him to go up and sacrifice his son, he had a sound mind walking up that hill. He said, y'all stay right here at the bottom. We're going to go and worship God, and we're coming back down. He didn't say, I. He didn't say, maybe. He didn't say, no. No fear. He had a sound mind towards what God was going to do. When we step into that doctor's office and we're getting back our test results, is your call at that point? Will you walk in with a sound mind? Or will you walk in with fear, the darkness of fear covering you? Will you dictate the turnout of that test, or will fear cover you? And then you say, I knew you were going to say that. Or are you going to say, God, before I get these test results, this is what your word says, and this is what I live in the covenant of. What do you do when you're faced with life and death right before you? Your fear of tomorrow, will it overtake you? How will I live with cancer? How will I live with diabetes? Lord, I don't want to die right now. Lord, help me. Or will you take the word of God and say, by his stripes I am healed? Cancer, I don't know where you came from or where you're going, but you're getting out of here today because the word of God tells me. Will you have a solid mind towards the news? Or will you allow fear to come and engulf the situation? To where now you can't even hold on to the word of God because fear keeps growing. And the people around you keep feeding the fear. We just say, stop it. Fear, stop right now. No, I'm not entertaining you anymore. I'm done. I'm tired. I've rehearsed in my mind every negative answer come out that I could get out of this situation. I've seen everything and how it could just end up bad. But today I stand on the word of God. Forgive me, Lord, for letting fear come in. Forgive me, Lord, for entertaining the thought of fear when you died on the cross and you redeemed me from the hands of the enemy. When you gave me the blood and told me I was healed. Forgive me, Lord, for allowing the spirit of fear to come and engulf my home, my thoughts. But today, Lord, I will stand and see the salvation of the Lord. Today, I will stand on the word of God and know that he is true. Today, I will get my sound mind. Today, I believe that the one who promised is able to perform what he said. When the children of Israel was coming to the sea and Pharaoh and his army was coming and they were coming fast and they're on foot and they're walking and they're looking back and they're saying, oh my goodness, he's coming, he's coming. Why did we even come out in the first place? We should have just stayed where we were at. You got fear in front of you and you got fear behind you. You don't see a way out. You don't see it. What do you do? Do you grab hold and just die with the fear? Every day you die slowly with fear, and it's a spirit that's eating at you every day. And his goal? To steal, kill, and destroy. That spirit of fear got the same mission the devil has because they're on the same team. The spirit of fear is coming to eat at you every day, making it worse. All you see is Pharaoh and his army coming, and you already see death. You already see your burial. You already see you meeting Jesus because he's coming strong and he's coming angry. That cancer is aggressive. That diabetes is more than what you thought it was going to be. Poverty is more. Lack is more. Joblessness is more. And it keeps coming, and it looks like it's growing, and it's growing, and it's growing. What do you do? And that fear just keep eating at you and eating at you, and you're crying, and you're saying, God, you're not listening. God, where are you? You see Pharaoh coming. God, you see the cancer is growing. God, you see the diabetes is taking off limbs and causing blindness. God, where are you? And that fear just keep eating at you. But then there was a word from God that said, stretch forth your hand and see the salvation of the Lord, you people. Somebody had to be in a sound mind during this time. And that's what turned the whole situation around, was Moses being in a sound mind, focused on the word of God, focused on the promises of God, focused that God is able. And that's what changed the situation, not the spirit of fear. It didn't do anything. Does it add to your life when fear is in it? So God comes and he parts the sea for them and he says, go, go across it. But if the spirit of fear wasn't there, you would have seen that in the first place. But look how it was hindered because of the spirit of fear. Hallelujah. There's a way out. Even if you're looking in front of you and behind you and there looks like there's no way, go to God and let him show you the way. The Holy Spirit is there to comfort you during the times that you don't see the way. That aggressive cancer, in the name of Jesus, it be healed, it be reversed in Jesus' name. Tumors, you have to shrink in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Why do we use his name? For the power that he's given us. The authority he's given us. The blood. Communion. The remembrance of what he has done. Don't let his death be in vain. Because of the spirit of fear. But call upon the Lord and he will deliver you from all your fears. Pharaoh should not be a fear. That's a blessing you left it. That's a blessing. God, Pharaoh is coming. But that's not my concern, God. You deal with Pharaoh, and I'm going to go up here with the Holy Spirit and your angels, and we're going to figure out what's going on up here. I need to stay focused on what's going on right now. Pharaoh is in my past, so you've already defeated him. But if I look back and I get afraid, then I'm bringing him into my future. I'm bringing him into my present because fear brings the past back up. Fear brings thoughts back up. It just digs up stuff. But when you cast out that fear through the word of God and you allow the Holy Spirit to come and comfort you, whatever is there in the past, it's over, it's gone. Because of the blood of Jesus, because of redemption, it's gone. We got other stuff we need to worry about. We need to pray about. And not worry in a negative way, but be focused in a way that when God speaks, we are right there listening. We have a sound mind before the Lord. When we pray, we're going to God knowing that we're communicating with him. Pharaoh and his army is God's problem. That's God's battle. That's not your battle. Even the Israelites couldn't fight them. God made a way for them to go, and he dealt with them. That's what God is telling us. I'll deal with Pharaoh. You keep moving. I'll deal with the fear. You keep moving. I promised you the promised land. Go to it. And then when they went to spy out the land, it surely is flowing with milk and honey, but there's no but. God didn't say, I'm going to promise you something, but the Lord promised you the promised land. Keep it moving. Keep going. When you see something that may hinder it, you give it back to God. Ah, God, that's on you right there. I'm headed to the promised land. I'm going to do my part. I'm going to pray and I'm going to fast and I'm going to seek your word and I'm going to stand believing that which I don't see is possible, that all things are possible through you, Christ Jesus. Lord, Pharaoh coming, you got to deal with that. That land over there that's flowing with milk and honey that you prophesied to me, that you promised me, I'm going to work my way towards that because I see the vision that you see. I'm living the vision that you see, God. Whoever's living in my land, that's between you and them, God. You move them out of the way, and you help me prepare to move in. My focus is moving in. Your focus, God, is getting rid of whoever is there. That what you promised me, and you stand on the word of God. And that way fear has no time to come in because you're constantly communicating with God. Heaven is constantly opening up to you, showing you directions, showing you where you need to be, showing you things that you need to cleanse out of your life for sanctification purposes. God is constantly talking to us. He's constantly, constantly, constantly talking. So when we say we don't hear him, we need to figure out why we're not hearing God. What's the hindrances? What's the apprehensions, God? Where's the fear? What's going on? Because I need to talk to you today. We need to spend time together. Fear. Pharaoh. Not our problem. Turn that over to God. Where do we go from here? What are you dealing with today that seems too hard for God? At one minute you're saying it's not too hard, and then the next minute you're saying, God, I don't know how you're going to do this. We have to stay steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Because when you stick to Christ, your labor is never in vain. And then we say, if he's done it before, he'll do it again. No, there's no if he's done it before. He has done it before, and he will do it again. When it comes to God, there's no if. If means, I don't know. No, a sound mind means it's going to happen. I will be healed. Pain, you are here. I feel you, but I tell you what, Holy Spirit, come and take the pain away because I'm healed by the blood of Jesus and I'm standing and believing on that word. So pain, you have to go now in the name of Jesus. Lack, I'm standing on the word of God. Right now I may not have, but God, what I have in front of me is enough for right now. Father, I know you're going to make a way out of this. I know you've already made a way out of this, God. I'm going to stand with a sound mind, God, because greater is he that is in me. Though we are persecuted on every side, are we blaming God for the persecution? Are we wondering where he's at? Or are we giving him glory? I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. What are we saying during those times? Or is fear engulfed around us? Our finances, the world disarray, whatever it is, God says, I know. And my eyes are right there on you. I sought the Lord, and he delivered me from all my fears. God can deliver you from anything that is going on in your life. When you are facing the trials, when you are facing disappointments, discouragement, God is still there. It's just that spirit of fear comes in, and he wants to take over the situation now and move God out of the way. And it's your decision to make. You have to decide which one is going to be in this story. Will you stand still and let God be God? Or will the spirit of fear come in and take over? It's your decision. When you allow God to come and take over and his word, you're guaranteed the covenant will be true in your life. The promises of God is true. But when you allow fear to come in, now you've hindered the blessings of God in your life. Now you're speaking from both parts of your mouth. You're speaking the positive and you're speaking the negative. You're straddling the fence. Just be hot or cold before the Lord. Decide what's more important to you. The calamity may be great, may be devastating, may be alarming to you. You can't bounce back in the job market. You've gotten older and they only want younger people. The job that you had, nobody's doing it anymore. What do you do? Where do I go, God? But then fear engulfs us before he can answer. There's so many things that each and every one of us have a story about. There's so many things that we're seeking the Lord for. But one thing we have to remember is that he knew this day was coming. It's not a surprise to God as much as it is a surprise to us. It's not a surprise. He already planned your life from beginning to end, from end to beginning. So why not seek the one who knows the answers instead of allowing the spirit of fear to come and just wreck our lives? God is here for us. He doesn't want us to be distracted, enslaved, in captivity. He wants us free. He wants us trusting him. Because when we give in to fear, we become a slave to that thing. And it's a spirit. And the only way to deal with the spirit is in the spirit realm. You can do all the positive thinking that you want to get rid of it, but it's a spirit. Understand, you can be around all the positive people, but you have to deal with that spirit in the spirit realm. And you have to be consistent to know that I'm not going to give in to fear. Bible lets us know that the more we meditate on the Word of God, the stronger we become. The more we spend time in worship and praise, the stronger we become for the kingdom of God. So now when any spirit tries to attach itself to us, we're stronger than that. We're more knowledgeable and have more wisdom than that. Because we can see the Spirit coming during prayer time. We can see the Spirit coming during worship. Because as our eyes are closed and we're giving God praise and we're thanking Him, He will reveal to us, now this is what's coming and this is what you need to do. So now we're building ourselves up stronger for the kingdom of God. It doesn't have to surprise you what's coming. He lets us know in Jeremiah, I will show you things that you do not know. How? Through the spirit realm. As we spend time with God, He will begin to open heaven and show us things that we do not know. That's coming. That's why He's so confident to let us know not to fear. Because He knows that when we dwell in Him and He dwells in us, that we could have, ask whatever we want, and He'll give it to us. Why? Because we're communicating. We have a relationship. He trusts us with His information. So now you see the enemy when he's coming. And now you know what to do before he even tries to attach himself to you. There's no surprises in the spirit realm of God when you're connected to the Holy Spirit. When you go down in prayer and you have the faith to believe that you, God is going to bring you out of this disease, this sickness, this ailment, whatever, poverty, joblessness, and you begin to pray before the Lord and you say, God, nevertheless, your will be done. I want to work, God, but nevertheless, your will be done. I want to do your will, God. I want to focus on your word, God. I want to grow in who you are in me and the purpose that you have for my life, God. Because I'm at a wall right now, God. I got the wall in front of me and I got my past behind me. Tell me, God, what am I doing right now? And step by step, he'll begin to reveal to you the things for your life. And all you have to do is get you one of them composition notebooks and write it down. And that way it becomes plain to you what he's saying. And if he shows you in a vision or in a dream, you write it down. And you can go back to it and ask the Holy Spirit to begin to reveal to you, what does this mean? Where am I going? Why am I in this? What's going on? Why did he show me these things? Because when Joseph was revealing the dream, when he was down in the dungeon, he said it only comes through God. The revelation of it. It's not something God wants you to figure out on your own. But that casts out fear. When you love the Lord so much that you seek his face in everything. You seek his face. When you see the earthquakes and the famines and the pestilence, he's telling us don't grow fearful of those things, because there are signs and wonders in heaven to let you know what's to come, why it's to come, and what you are to do concerning them. When you go before the Lord and you begin to seek his face concerning the things that's going on in the world, in Acts he lets us know, I will show wonders in heaven above and signs on the earth below. So he's promising us that fear does not have to be, that spirit does not have to be a part of us. Because I'm going to show you exactly what you need to do and what you need to know. When the king had the dream and Joseph interpreted, he told him, this is what's coming and this is how you need to prepare. Walking in the light of Christ, in the communion of who he is in our life. The Bible lets us know in John 15, I am the vine and you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. We are dependent upon Christ. We are dependent upon the revelation from the Holy Spirit. We are dependent upon the comfort of the Holy Spirit. You cannot bear fruit without him. You cannot bear fruit without the Word of God. So it is awesome to go to work and to fellowship, to go to church and to fellowship. But we've got to have the Word of God to connect us with what we've heard in church, what we're reading. The Holy Spirit gives revelation. He brings life to it. So then fear has no time to come in because we're connected. And in 7 it says, if I abide in you, if you abide in me and I abide in you, you can ask whatever you wish and it will be done. These are not just words that Christ is saying. He's promising these things to us to let us know that fear for tomorrow does not have to be. When you ask me, I'll answer you. When you abide in me and I abide in you, which means the Word of God has to be in you in order for the fruit to come forth. We're not too busy that we can't take a scripture and meditate on it every day. We're not too busy that we can't focus on the Word of God for an hour, 30 minutes, 15 minutes. It's the quality that counts. Allowing yourself to sit down and listen to what the Holy Spirit is telling you concerning your own life. That's important. If you want to know where to go tomorrow, what to do tomorrow, hand it over to the Holy Spirit, and he will lead, guide, and direct you into all truth and righteousness. We don't have to be in fear of tomorrow, because tomorrow is already mapped out through the Word of God for us. The revelation is already ready to come through the Holy Spirit. He's waiting. He's waiting. So when Pharaoh is behind you and he's coming fast and you're getting scared, God is saying, no, I got my word. I got my Holy Spirit to comfort you. You don't have to be afraid that Pharaoh is coming. He can't kill you unless you allow his words to kill you and eat at you daily with the spirit of fear. The children of Israel, when they saw him, Moses stood up and said, uh-uh, not today. We crossing over this sea. And that's what we have to stand and say. Not today. We will live and proclaim the word of God today. Not today. The promises and the covenant of God is true in my life. Not, no. And we have to take that and stand with a solid mind. So the question is, where is your mind today? Where is the word of God in you today? Where are you standing today? How are you standing today? Are you standing in fear? That spirit has grabbed a hold of you? Are you standing in fear? And you're still asking God, what should you do, even in the midst of that spirit? Or are you standing believing and knowing that he who promised is able to perform what he has promised you? He promised you that you can ask whatever you wish and it will be done, but you must abide. He didn't say just ask. You must abide in him, and he abides in you. There's a connection that has to be done. We have to connect to the spirit realm of who God is in our lives through the Holy Spirit. Allow heaven to be opened up to you. Allow the things that you don't know that God will show you through his spirit. You don't know tomorrow unless the Holy Spirit reveals it to you. You don't know tomorrow unless you get into the Word of God, because that's what's going to cast out the fear of tomorrow. That's what's going to assure you that God got tomorrow in his hands, is the Word of God, the Holy Spirit, the blood of Jesus. You can ask whatever you will, and I'll give it to you when we abide. Are we abiding in Christ today? Because if we are, then we have authority over the spirit of fear. You have authority over it in Jesus' name. The fear of things to come will begin to decrease as the word of God increases in us. The fear of tomorrow will go away and the victory will become more relevant, more manifested in our lives. God wants to show us signs, wonders, and miracles in our lives. He wants to manifest the miraculous, but we have to abide in him. We have to rebuke the spirit of fear. We have to allow the word of God to stand in our lives. We have to be of a sound mind in order for those miracles to manifest. It's a process of growth in the Lord. Because if you're so used to holding on to that spirit, it's going to take a process to get it out of you. Because you've entertained negativity for so long. You've entertained that spirit for so long that the very thing I dreaded has happened to me is your thoughts. But the Holy Spirit is saying, I want to take that away from you. That no matter what, you will see the wisdom and knowledge and understanding of the Word of God. That he has plans for you that are good and not of evil. And that he can do the impossible. And that he wants to dry your tears. He has the napkin ready to dry your tears. But you're so engulfed in the negativity of the situation that the tears keep coming and coming. And the only thing you see is a negative outcome. But when you can walk up that hill like Abraham did and said, I'm coming back down with this boy, that's when you have a sound mind. When I go to this doctor's office, I'm coming back out of here with the word of God and believing that the blood of Jesus has healed me. No matter what, spirit of fear, you are not coming into this office with me. I am not entertaining you and your negativity. In Jesus' name, I stand on the word of God. A sound mind before the Lord. Knowing that his covenant he made with you is real. It's not something that we just say. The manifested covenant of Christ, the blood of Jesus, it's real. That was real blood that was shed for you. That was a real human being that was whipped for you. He redeemed you from the hand of the enemy. So the spirit of fear of tomorrow, he said, I'm dealing with it now so you don't have to deal with it later. It's real. The covenant is real. The promises are real. The spirit of God is real. The revelations of God is real. It's tangible. It's miraculous. He can do it for you. All he asks is that you believe. And you not doubt. It's real. It's real. And he wants you to know that it's real. Spirit of fear, we cast you out now in the name of Jesus. We put our hands on any tumors right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we are healed by the blood. We are healed by the blood. Blood disorder right now in the name of Jesus. We are healed by the blood. Jesus, because we abide in you and you abide in us, your blood runs through us and it will take over right now in Jesus' name and heal the blood disorder. Retina detachment right now in the name of Jesus. We are healed by the blood. We are healed. Father, we stand on your word right now that miracles, signs, and wonders will be a part of our life. That every day we rebuke that spirit of fear, that your word will become manifest in our lives. That the blood of Jesus would cover us. Lord, we thank you right now. We give you praise. We give you glory. And we give you honor, O God. We will not fear, God. We will not fear. Father, in the name of Jesus, the spirit of fear, God, We cast it out now. We rebuke it right now in Jesus' name. We stand upon your word right now, O God. We give your name praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, O God. We worship you today, Lord God. You are our creator. You died for us. You redeemed us from this spirit of fear. And we're going to hold fast to it. We thank you, God, that nevertheless your will be done in our lives. No more, God, will we walk in fear from this day. No more will we worry about what tomorrow will bring, for we know that you have tomorrow in your hands. We'll walk knowing that you are our creator. We will walk knowing, Father, right now, if there's anyone, God, that needs to accept you into their life, God, we ask right now that you move upon their lives, God. We ask that you allow them right now, oh God, to hear the words that are being said and that you convict their hearts right now to accept you into their lives. Father, we thank you. We give your name praise and glory, oh God. For saving lives, God. We thank you for saving the souls of those who are listening right now, oh God. That, Father, they will come to you. That they will acknowledge you as their Lord and Savior, Lord God, and they will repent of all of their sins. And that they will live a life according to your will, Lord God, sanctification of who you are, that the Holy Spirit may dwell within them right now in Jesus' name. Father, forgive them of their sins, O God, and wash them clean, that they may become a part of the kingdom of God and dwell with you and live with you, O God. We ask that you forgive them right now of all of their sins as they surrender their lives to you, O God, and we welcome them into your kingdom. In Jesus' name.
Progressive presents Forest Metaphors about bundling your home and auto.
In sports, three goals is a hat trick. And when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, you get a hat trick of great savings and round-the-clock protection. So you might be thinking, wait, that's two things. A hat trick is three. But in this metaphor, great savings counts as two goals, and so does round-the-clock protection. So it's like four goals, and that's more than three. It's basic math.
Forced Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.